You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number three. How did that even happen? How did that happen? I'm still in dipper number one. It's hour number three.
Woo.
It's what I get for cramming 10 pounds of stuff in a five-pound bag, man.
That's what happens.
But I got to get some text messages first. You were going to get one,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. JT from Lacey Springs made me laugh. It says, wow, Boom, I'm impressed the amount of input you were allowed today. Just saying. McQueen allowed me to talk a lot today.
You got all of it.
I know.
You were on it, man.
I have to get her some flowers. Or
John
something.
From Huntsville is also squaring me away.
Oh.
Yes, I got reprimanded by the teacher. He says, Phil, if I don't get another big help on the home fries and some Adventures of Woke World stories, I might have to break out my red pen.
Uh-oh.
It's coming, John. Hang on, man. I'm about to dig in. Joe from Birmingham. He ain't playing. Joe from Birmingham says, Dodge Challenger, Hellcat, 707 horsepower. I'm not arguing. I would not kick that out of my garage for eating crackers. I'm going to tell you right now. Brian from Huntsville, any classified documents in the senator's garage next to the classic? No, there are not. Tracy from Athens says, 351 Cleveland, four barrel Harley, and lots of hearts and a thumbs up. Yeah. Julie Ruff from Marshall County says, your vehicle description rivals Ralphie's Red Ryder BB gun spiel. Well, I am now feeling like I have reached some kind of new stratosphere by having that compliment. JR from Rogersville says, kinetic energy against the drug. This is going back to our question about drug cartels and military force. Kinetic energy, which military force? Kinetic energy against the drug cartels across the border? Yes. Use of the military to act as border guards? No. Unless the use of deadly force is authorized if our people are fired upon or an imminent threat arises. Okay. It says, more U.S. citizens have been killed by illegal drugs and other evil acts coming across the southern border in the past 2 years than we lost in the Vietnam conflict, of which I was a part. The Vietnam conflict, by the way, lasted for years. I totally agree, man. Mm. JR, thanks for your service, first of all. I got mixed feelings on this. Do I believe that there is a need to do something against the cartels? Well, if a terrorist organization launched a strike that killed 1,000 Americans, we would go to war over it. But the cartels can kill 100,000 Americans in 1 year just with fentanyl, and we do nothing? And so I'm of the mind now, locate a couple of drug labs, which you know we can do.
Easily.
Yeah, and drop a JDAM or a Tomahawk in there and just say, there, what else you got? Start blowing up tunnels. Find the tunnels, and don't just capture them. Blow them the heck up. And then, you know, at the same time, start freezing assets because you know they've got money in our banks. And you start locking down their funds. And now here's the thing. Some people say, all that'll do is bring blood to our streets. They'll come over here and be ruthless. They're already ruthless. They're killing people by the scores in Mexico. They're finding mass graves right now. Yes, they're violent people. Something needs to be done in a serious way. Raven from Russellville. Posse Comitatus forbids military from being used for law enforcement. Deputize some old SF soldiers and turn them loose. Problem solved quickly. Saying, got a few special skills. Lori from Jackson, Alabama. Is it not okay for the military to defend and protect against an invasion of our country? That is the question. And that's also, by the way, Lori, that's the thing. They refuse to frame it that way. That's why everybody's getting the attention of that DeSantis and Tim Scott have both said, I'd use the military because they're willing to frame it that way. But for Biden, it's just, we're trying to be humane with people that want to find a better life. Bull crap. It's not what's happening. It's an invasion right now. Missy from Falkville. I'm trying to figure out where we are right now. Missy, I'll have to go back and read what you're trying to tell me, but she says she got the play. We're talking about, All right. So we're talking back about Tuberville. She said, and what kind of football play was that he did? She says, I got the play. Son was playing quarterback for the league about eighth grade. We're on the goal line. They line up. The QB turns around to sideline, acts like he doesn't know what to do. Coach got angry. Papers go flying in the air. Distracts the other team. They hike the ball to my son. He runs to the end zone, just like what happened to Schumer. And then last couple here. Right side, Boomer McQueen, making my drive home great, says Mama Boomer from Gadsden. Mama Boomer.
Mama Boomer was listening.
Mama Boomer was listening in. We love you, Mama Boomer.
Yeah.
All right. Last one, Jeff from Indiana. I had a 79 limited edition Trans Am with a shaker scoop. Yeah. Yeah. It's my Smokey and the Bandit, brother. All right. Listen, I'm doing it, man. I'm diving in. I've been saying that we were kind of in home fries a while ago. And I've been kind of saying that the interviews we had with Senator Tommy Tuberville and Secretary of State Wes Allen were part of home fries, but I got to stack, hold on, don't be cooking yet. I got a stack of stuff here that goes along with home fries. Thank you, Boomer. Thank you very much. Sizzle them up, my brother. All right. This happened yesterday. This is maddening, by the way. This woman is she's a pariah. So a lady by the name of Anne DiPrizio, who calls herself a crazy unhinged lady, went to a Environmental Protection Agency public hearing about coal ash storage and stuff like that. And she, so State Representative Kyle South, I know Kyle South, he's a good dude, just a very solid individual. He is now the CEO of the West Alabama Chamber of Commerce. And she walks up behind him at a meeting and poured water over his head, in some way calling that her protest on environmental grounds. This kind of crap, I mean, and I'll be honest with you, that could qualify as assault. Some might look at it and go, oh, assault means you got hurt. No, assault means you got you had a physical affront. You can knock a book out of somebody's hand. It can be considered assault under the law. But this same woman is the woman who threw paint on our Alabama State House in 2019. She's the same woman who was arrested in Hoover in 2018 because she was throwing Christmas ornaments at vehicles as they drove by. In 2015, she was arrested because she was determined to go into the Autauga County Probate Office and swear she was going to conduct a gay marriage in the probate office, and they had to arrest her because she was disrupting. Anyway, the bottom line is she's a nut, but that happened yesterday. And Kyle South, he maintained his composure. I'm pretty sure I would have stood up and at least smacked the bottle out of her hand. But he said he wasn't going to give her the satisfaction. So that happened yesterday. How about this? Story on AL.com. And AL.com probably loves this story. So you may have heard me say earlier the United Auto Workers, the UAW, is on strike up in Detroit, right? They're striking against the Big Three. You've got strike going on right now. And for some reason, unrelated, 190 members of the UAW this morning that supply Mercedes-Benz plant decided they were going to go on strike in solidarity. This is where it makes no sense. You're not trying for anything. You're just saying you're going to shut things down in Alabama because they're striking up in Detroit. There's no solidarity there. That's idiocy. There's nothing there that benefits you, that benefits the state. You're not going to get anything out of it. Mercedes is not a unionized plant. And this has got nothing to do with Mercedes, but hey, you do you, man. So yeah, Local 2083 is standing in solidarity to fight for their right to have a strong contract and support their future. No, you're not. You're just trying to make a scene. It's what you do. This one I did like. I was showing Boomer before the show. Another AL.com story of a lighter note. So Tuscaloosa, you saw this, Boomer, about that sports thing.
Yeah.
All right, headline, Sports Illustrated is planning its first college town resort to be in Tuscaloosa. Kind of cool.
Yeah,
So the project is, it says it's part of a joint venture by several companies to include Sports Illustrated's brand. Tuscaloosa has been selected as the very first college sports town that will have a new resort facility and hotel. It says, according to the news release, the resort's going to be on the Black Warrior River, across from the University of Alabama campus. It will open in 2025. And it says that this year, Tuscaloosa was named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the 25 best college towns in the U.S., has one of the longest histories and tightest fan bases. And anyway, this whole thing is going to have a full-service hotel, a vacation club, residential condominiums. It's going to have immersive sports opportunities and live-action sports and entertainment, quality dining. It's basically going to be a getaway place, and if you're going down there for a game weekend, here you go. Lastly, on a sadder note, and I've got a few more here, but I don't know that I'm going to get to them. But I got to tell you, this is happening. If you haven't already seen it, and Jeff from Indiana has been keeping us posted, along with a few others who've been driving by there. But yeah, story on WHNT Channel 19 out of Huntsville. The crews are dismantling the I-65 Saturn 1B rocket. I hate that, man. I just do. It says work is moving ahead to remove the beloved but decaying Saturn 1B rocket from its longtime home with the Alabama-Tennessee state line. Says the U.S. Space and Rocket Center confirmed that work had begun. We know that. They've been taking it down. What I heard yesterday from one of our listeners was it appears that they're actually having to cut part of it into pieces to take down, which is even more maddening, which means it's being destroyed. Senator Tom Butler is quoted in this article for WHNT, saying it's a sad day not only for Huntsville and North Alabama and Madison County and Limestone County, but it's for the state and the nation as a whole. He says, to me, it still culminates in a very sad day for the engineers and the techs who had worked on the space program and for Huntsville to be the place that got us to the moon and back. Anyway, there was a bill that Senator Butler did get passed that would allow for some type of replacement monument to be determined. It also allows for the collection of donations to help support the erection of a new monument. But dang, I just hate to see that thing coming down. I just do. All right, we're going to take a break right now. That's your home fries. Hit me some home fries again, Boomer, on the way out. Hit me some home fries before we go. Yeah. We're going to come right back because I got to do it, man. We're going to be doing Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.